This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surging at every level after they put more gags on him in the kangaroo court in D.C. Here it is.
They think the only way they can catch me is to stop me from speaking. They want to take away my voice. And a judge gave a gag order today. Did you hear that on speech? Which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. A judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again. Today, a judge put on a gag order. I'll be the only politician in history that runs with a gag order where I'm not allowed to criticize people. Can you imagine this? Do you believe this? I'm not allowed to criticize people. So we'll see. We'll appeal it, and we'll see. But it's so unconstitutional. The good thing is we have so much support. It's incredible. So, and it just makes it even more so. Look, I'm the only guy that ever got indicted. I got indicted more than Alphonse Capone. Did anyone ever hear of Alphonse? Al Capone, if you looked at him the wrong way, he was seriously tough, right? Scarface. You know, they call him Scarface. Had a little scar in there. I'm sure it was a minor accident. But he was Scarface. But Al Capone, if you looked at him in the wrong way, if he didn't like you, you looked at him a little bit askance, he blew your brains out. He was only indicted one time. I've been indicted four times. And in addition, I have the civil trials that are all coming out of the Justice Department. They've weaponized the Justice Department and the FBI. They've weaponized. Think of it, the Justice Department. This is like a banana republic. But we're going to be okay. The good news is I'm the only one that's ever been indicted where the numbers went through the roof. Because the people understand it. No, it's true. He challenged the election. The election was crooked. They're saying you'd never challenge an election. You're supposed to believe these people, right? The 51, how about the 51 intelligence agents that lied? Turned out they lied. How about the FBI Twitter files? All that stuff. All of the votes, if you look at 2,000 mules, if you look at that, those are tapes of people stuffing ballot boxes. Those aren't people saying. Those are tapes. People don't want to hear it. But, no, they put a gag order on me. And I'm not supposed to be talking about things that bad people do. And so we'll be appealing very quickly. But, you know, people understand it. And normally if you get indicted, if you're a politician, I've watched it for years, they get indicted and they walk to a microphone about 4 minutes later. But ladies and gentlemen, I will be leaving office to fight for my reputation and spend time with my family. I love my family so much. You know, that they're out. They're gone. With me, I have a big platform so I can explain things.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just panicked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
Always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors and silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
As soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I would encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next Great Renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset in the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book. And just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send us to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but this is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now. October 17th, 2023 broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and I'm very, very blessed and honored to still be on air, only because of your prayers and your support and your spreading the word. So thank you from the bottom of my big red pumping heart for everything you've done. I salute you and thank you, InfoWarsStore.com. Please don't forget, before we go to our next incredibly informative, smart guest on a host of topics, that we're listener supported. So when you get a copy of my new book that starts shipping in 3 days, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Relaunch the Second Great Renaissance. The exact headline is launch. Show it to you. The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. It's got a great foreword by Stephen K. Bannon. It's 200 pages longer than the last book, and it's just incredible. This will blow people away. 60% of it's the globalists and their latest criminal activities and how to stop them. 40% is solutions, InfoWarsStore.com, either signed or unsigned. The signed copy is a fundraiser. I thank you all for doing that to keep us on air. And we have the sale I've extended in the last week. We're up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Patriot Points, the auto shipping, all that right now is such a huge discount. Biggest sale in over a year. We didn't have sales this good, quite frankly, at Christmas last year, and that's usually our best sales. You can get BrainForce Plus, the over-the-top, clean, nootropic, with lots of energy without the letdown. 60% off DNA Force Plus, massively discounted. Real Red Pill Plus, massively discounted. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, about to sell out. It's 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. I wanted to get Viva Fry on. I've been following his work about 4 or 5 years, and he is extremely popular. Gets millions of views a week with his show. He co-hosts a show with the great Robert Barnes as well, and I've been trying to get him on for a while, so he's got some time for us today, the balance of the hour. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com, and he joins us right now, one of the most important Twitter sites to follow as well, the Viva Fry. That's F-R-E-I. So he's with us to get into the persecution of Trump and what that's triggered and his predictions of what's coming next. He's made some really stunningly accurate forecasts. And then I want to get into the war around the world and the big picture of that and so much more. So, Viva, it's great to have you with us here today. Obviously, you're a lawyer. You follow this. You've got deeper knowledge than we do on these topics. But Trump comes out and says, hey, it's illegal. Jack Smith's trying to make his prosecution team secret. Wow. And then he's also saying this new gag order out of D.C. saying you can't say it's illegal that Jack Smith is hiring Democrat Party operatives and big campaign donors. Well, I mean, that is absolutely unethical. Many people think it's illegal. But the fact that a president who's the front runner in a re-election, this is open election meddling, in my view. This is everything they've charged him for. They're just proving it out. Or am I wrong?
I don't disagree with you. Just preface it. I'm a Quebec-trained attorney, so I'm learning as I go along here, but I have a half a functioning brain in my head, and it's patently obvious. The judge, Chutkan, in the D.C. case, issued a gag order yesterday. I don't think we've seen the written version of the gag order just yet. And this judge is parlaying off the judge in the New York case who issues a verbal warning. Consider this a gag order. You can't attack any members of my staff, my chief clerk. And people have to understand this. Like, it's following a pattern. The indictment that came out of New York for the tax issues of the hush money payment. And everyone said, well, that's where this ends. He's finally got the indictment. And I'm like, at the time, no, this is just going to serve as the new stepping stone for all other jurisdictions out there that want to issue their wild indictments. Now they've got the precedent, and they can go out with their own, and they get progressively more and more absurd until it culminates in the Georgia indictment, which, if anyone's read it, was alleging lawful activity as part of an unlawful conspiracy. The Judge Engoron, Arthur Engoron, out of New York in the fraud case, the one that Letitia James has been pleading on Twitter on a daily basis, last week or the week before, 2 weeks ago, issues a gag order saying that you can't criticize or attack or name any members of his staff. Judge Engoron obviously doesn't want the spotlight on him because 8 years ago he's giving an interview to some journalists at some university, and he's talking about all the tools he has in, under his belt as a judge, you know, to bypass jury verdicts if he doesn't like them, the tools to get to judgments that he likes, you know, based on his own bias if he wants to get there. And it turns out he has a clerk who's chummy-chummy with Chuck Schumer, and of course they don't want the public knowing this. And so what do? They issue an idiotic gag order, however that verbal gag order gets, you know, translated, and that set the precedent for Judge Chutkan in D.C., who yesterday came out with her own unconstitutional, is an understatement. It's an idiotic prior restraint gag order saying that Trump can't, you know, disparage, attack, criticize members of... He can't call Jack Smith a thug. What kind of criminal defendant, the judge says, could call the prosecutor a thug and stay out of jail? My sarcastic response was every single one of them. And that this is patently obvious on its face.
Well, absolutely. I mean, at sentencing hearings, convicted criminals get up and say, I hate you, judge, you're a criminal. People have that free speech. From what I've seen in U.S. law, and I've consulted a lot of lawyers that are heavily involved in this, they say this is completely unethical and illegal what they're doing. All these gag orders, and they're very clearly, transparently political. Now, if Trump was saying, okay, this jury's woman's name is Sally, you know, Jane Doe, and go to her house, which Democrats have been doing at Supreme Court justices' houses, that would be illegal. That's jury tampering. But to say, hey, this is all Soros, DAs, and judges, and it's political, and they all promise to destroy me, and the judge says if he's emotional, he just overrides juries. I mean, the number one rule I know in jurisprudence in the West is impartiality. Don't bring your emotions into it. He tells a group of law students, I do what I want. I act on emotion. I mean, that's like 180 degrees against the bedrock, correct?
1,000%. You know, he says, I have my own biases and I have some tools under my belt. But bear in mind, the idea that you can't intimidate or tamper with jury members, that's already illegal. It doesn't need to be the object of a separate gag order. You know, Barnes is 1,000% correct on this. This is like prior restraint on speech in the absence of any actual threat, in the absence of any actual legitimate object. You know, in the New York case, there's no jury to intimidate in the first place. So it's patently obvious what they're doing right now, and they're doing it for reasons which become clear after the fact. Remember when Roger Stone had his trial, and then after the names of the jury members become publicly known, we find out that the jury foreperson lied, apparently, allegedly, on her application, her form, had social media posts critical of Stone and others, and these are the people that end up on the jury, and this judge basically wants to gag in advance Trump's ability to fight this in the court of public opinion. I made a joke. They're trying to Alex Jones Trump by imposing these gag orders so that if and when he violates them, they'll just strip him of his right to a defense. They'll not just send him to jail. They'll just issue a default verdict. And then the only trial is going to be how many years he goes to jail for.
And we saw them change the law in New York with the Sybil case that's ongoing that Letitia James is running. And she's making daily attack videos, but then trying to gag him there as well, trying to silence him, admonishing him. And when you pull back from that, he got loans. The banks approved them. He paid the loans back. It's past the statute of limitations, but they don't care. They still just go forward with it. And then if he criticizes it, they want to silence him. This is so dangerous. And people are getting now what Trump always said. They're not coming after me. They're trying to get through me to get to you because I'm standing in the way. That is totally true. When I got defaulted in Connecticut and when I got defaulted in Texas, they spent 4 years getting everything, threatening default. So we gave them stuff, the kitchen sink, and then just said, you're defaulted, and you are now guilty. And they told the jury how guilty I was. And then they run these headlines, Jones refuses to pay the $1.5 million. I don't have a million.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
When she ordered them, he's guilty, he's a liar, he's a fraud, I found him guilty. She said this man is a liar. When she's the one openly lying, she went and did another judgment saying the jury would have ruled for this to get them even more money. And when the federal judge saw that, my lawyers in the court, he never shows emotion. He said, excuse me, I want those documents right now. This is unprecedented. Can you speak to that?
Well, now I just anticipate that, like Barnes turned up as an exhibit during that trial in Texas, the trial. I imagine this clip might be in there as well. It was the default. What they are trying to do, in your case, yes, it's the death sentence even by Quebec standards. Look, I've never seen a case where the defendant was not just foreclosed from defending, but whereby the plaintiff didn't have to prove their case. People have to understand this as well. You could have an absentee defendant. The plaintiff still has to come in and prove their case, in fact and in law. And in your case, in the Sandy Hook, there were a number of legal issues, not the least of which was statute of limitations. And it's not because there's even no defendant that the plaintiff doesn't have to prove their case. In the normal run of things, even if a defendant absconds, doesn't respond, doesn't appear, plaintiff still has to prove their case, which they didn't do in your case. They just presumed the guilt by verdict, default verdict, and then ran with that. Analogizing this now to how they're going to Alex Jones, Donald Trump. In the New York fraud case where Letitia James is taking to Twitter daily with her updates, they're like, it's the most Orwellian thing you can imagine, these 1 to 2 minute videos where she's in an empty room looking off into the distance, talking about the evidence that they adduced in court that day. Was it 2.5 weeks ago now, 3 weeks ago? Judge Arthur Engoron issued a summary judgment, on which means that there's no disputed question of fact that the judge can say, okay, look, I can issue a judgment on this on summary motion. Trump's fraud on at least one aspect of that case, where he then went on to say the municipal evaluation or the county evaluation of the Mar-a-Lago property, $18 to $27 million, when it's probably closer to $1 billion, but set that aside.
And then we saw the headlines, Trump found guilty by judge. Hundreds of them. The Hill, absolutely. The New York Times, Trump. And since when are we getting used to judge finds Trump guilty of fraud and move to take all his New York property, and an appeals court, thank God, blocked it. But the appeals court should be admonishing this crazy judge.
Remember what that judge said? For anyone who hasn't seen the video clip, it's out there on Twitter. I mean, I put it out there a couple times. He said, I have tools to get around verdicts. It's called the judgment notwithstanding a verdict, JNOV. I have tools, including summary judgment. I just declare him guilty of fraud. And then the headlines run. Letitia James comes out and says, we've proven fraud already on summary judgment, summary motion. And then they move to liquidate assets as though he doesn't.
And then she moves to bar him from criticizing their fraud because it can't stand the smell test or sunlight.
It's nuts. It's, I don't know, Kafkaesque, Orwellian. I'm creating a new term, Vonnegutian. It's like a Vonnegut novel as well. It's nuts. And they're weaponizing the judicial process and then criminalizing public critique of the weaponization. Can you imagine this? It's only after the fact that we discover in Roger Stone's case, the jury foreperson had clear bias and might have actually lied on the jury questionnaire. Now they want to prevent Trump, who's got the biggest bullhorn, from drawing attention to the outright corruption and partisan hackery going on with Judge Engoron and his clerks. And now they want to shut him up from criticizing Jack Smith in the D.C. court. I mean, they want a default judgment and then gag and then issue whatever ridiculous sanctions they want. And in pursuit of what? They want to reign over the ashes of the society that they burned to the ground. And I don't know what it takes for people to say, holy crap, as much as I think I hate Donald Trump, this is a bridge too far, because once they're done with Trump, and once they can manufacture fraud out of whole cloth, they will come after each and every person who is politically disaligned, or who they just don't like for personal grievances. It's thorough corruption to the core.
Well, I like you even more now. I didn't know you were a Kurt Vonnegut fan. You know, I talked to him quite a bit on the phone. He sent me art. I'm not bragging. It's just Kurt Vonnegut, my mother, the biggest Kurt Vonnegut fan ever. So when I was a teenager, I started reading his books. It was a little above my understanding then, but I reread them later. What a smart guy. And you're right. This is like a grand falloon. This is just absurdity stacked on absurdity. And so you're a humble person, but the Canadian law is similar. And I've heard Barnes on this, and I've talked to other lawyers on it. But what is the process when you have a weaponized judiciary running around foaming at the mouth? I mean, is it only the Supreme Court? And then I would add, where is Trump? I guess he has to file at appellate courts first and wait while that winds through. And then we've got that's a whole other subject, the timing of all of this going into the heat of the election.
Well, okay, the appeals process, I mean, they got to work it through. Trump has said he's appealing the gag order coming out of D.C. And look, I'm humble. I might not look like a practicing attorney because I'm no longer practicing, but I've sworn in 2007. I had a good, over decade of active litigation. And we actually had a file, which was a cross-border file, where a defendant in the United States was defaulted out of a verdict. Couldn't even say a word in the courtroom. And then they try to take that judgment cross-border and enforce it in Canada, have it homologated and you know, use it to seize assets in Canada. And we're like, even back then, like, this is insanity. There was no politics involved. It was just a judge who didn't like a defendant. But there are rules of basic justice that you can't do this. And so where does it go? Trump's got to appeal it. And you've got to have a court system that is, on the one hand, not politically weaponized, that values what was the respect of the institution itself, and has the courage to say, okay, we're going to put our foot down, as unpopular as it's going to be. But bear in mind, I mean, we're living in a world now where, just by virtue of representing Donald Trump, or yourself for that matter, lawyers face disbarment, sanctions, harassment, threats, and all of it. And so our
government. Oh, don't forget indictment. They've indicted a bunch of Trump lawyers.
I mean, that's just the next level of it. Jenna Ellis. Now, hold on. I don't want to forget all the rest, because that wouldn't be fair.
There's a bunch of them.
A lot of them. There's a bunch. It's 18, 19. Indicting the lawyers for providing legal advice that they happen to disagree with. So what kind of judge is going to want to come in and say, okay, I'm gonna deal with the mob. I want them doxing me. I want them showing up on my front lawn protesting. I want even crazier.
Well, that's it. The Republicans are afraid of the Democrats. And so that's why the tail's wagging the dog here. I mean, we live under a terror.
It is. Well, you saw what happened to Brett Kavanaugh and somebody who just wants to talk in the middle of the night with a bunch of weaponry. And then, you know, it's when Trump tweets out criticism of justices, it's interference with the judicial process. When people are protesting on the front lawns of Supreme Court justices while they're adjudicating on cases, well, that's just democracy. I mean, it's, at this point, it's not hypocrisy. It's not hierarchy. It is lawlessness. Like, people always say it's not hypocrisy, it's hierarchy. It's beyond that. It's lawlessness. It's that these rules are going to apply to you. If you're a January 6er and you protest, you're going to jail for a decade plus. If you're an pro-lifer and you're protesting, well, you get a medal. If you're protesting Trump's inauguration, you get the charges dropped, and in some cases, you get paid off by the Department of Justice. Whereas if you do it for January 6th, or you're a pro-Trumper, you're going to jail, your life is ruined, sanctions, bar complaints, and all of it. So what kind of judge is going to step in and put their foot down? Hopefully the Court of Appeal, but it's going to have to be the Supreme Court at some point, sooner than later, that does not duck and dodge like they did in 2020, but listens and sets the precedent that if you lose the judicial process and you lose respect in the system, you've lost America to some extent.
I got to talk to some more constitutional lawyers and Supreme Court experts, but I've read, and again, I'm just shooting the moon here, but I there's ways the Supreme Court can bypass when they see something happening, and they can send a letter, and then they can call for briefs, and they can bypass the appellate courts if something's an emergency. And I mean, I know that's in the law. We need to nail down the specifics of that. Aviva, stay right there. We'll be right back with you.
Last year, we put this book out.
The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
He probably doesn't need any introduction because his stuff is everywhere. Viral. Viva Fry. Just search that. V-I-V-A-F-R-E-I. You can find his podcasts, his TV shows, his writings, his work on Twitter at the Viva Fry, one word, and vivabarneslaw.locals.com with the great Robert Barnes. One of my favorite people. He's another guy like Steve Bannon. that just has such wide spectrum, not just legal knowledge, but historical knowledge. Because I'm a news hound, and I have a lot of historical knowledge, and I'm just always blown away by how much Marge knows, because in many cases, he knows more than I do, and Viva Fry's a smart guy as well. But there was this weird thing in Connecticut and in Texas, and we now know, as they bragged about it, one of the biggest PR firms in the country that does the PR for the UN, bragged after they got those verdicts, after the judge found me guilty and the juries found me how guilty, you're guilty until proven how guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. You're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. It's not guilty until proven innocent. It's now guilty until proven how guilty. And they would just have financial experts that never saw our books. Jones has $400 million, so the jury would believe I had money. And the judge would say, you can't even testify in most states to that. And then she gave us in Connecticut 20 things we couldn't say, or I'd be put in jail for 6 months. And the national media would turn the feeds off. She'd nod, she'd look, all coordinated, PR firm. And then any media that said anything halfway nice, PR firm would be all over them, calling them, calling their businesses, calling their editors. And this was a military operation. And then she would say, you're not to say you're innocent, you're not to say this. The judge of Texas said, he is a liar, this man is a fraud. Mr. Jones, you just can't say things that aren't true when I was saying things that were true. And it's been totally different in federal court. And I'm not thinking that's going to be a cakewalk either, just the way things are in this country. But we opened up everything, and, of course, none of what they said was true. All the federal filings are there. It's all been looked at by third-party groups. The judge put on the case to dig through everything, including my house. Huge asset searches. None of it was true. None of it was true. It was all lies. And people are like, well, that's terrible what they did to you. No, no. They didn't put all this energy and time to coordinating with judges and the PR firms and the media. And, of course, if a judge is even talking to the other side behind the scenes, that, you know, the whole trial is thrown out, either criminal or civil. They don't care. They don't care. It's come out the Justice Department's coordinating the civil and criminal state operations against Trump. So they've gone to war, folks, against America, against due process, against everything, and it's not working. It's backfiring on them at every level. There was a big story I covered at the start. Trump is surging. He's 70% in the Republican field, 20 points conservatively ahead of Biden. It's extremely transparent. So just as a Canadian and as a man, looking at this historically, like we're 50 years in the future in hindsight, where do you think this is going, and how would you describe this time? Because it was almost comical, even though I was being put through it, because it was so surreal. They were so bad. They were lying so much. It was so coordinated. I really kind of felt sorry for them, because I knew I'm a good person, didn't do anything they said I did. And these were these villains all coordinating with this sense of superiority and supremacy and exhilaration of a mob of, quote, professionals organizing to crucify me, when really they were crucifying themselves. And now with Trump, every new indictment, he gains 5 points, 10 points more. He'll be at 80% soon. I mean, I get nothing but love now. I see a lot of hate. So the worm has turned, and they're just going to double down. And I see this as the unstoppable force collides with the immovable object.
Well, let me remind, I'll refresh your memory. I don't think you need to be reminded. They didn't just say that you couldn't even say that you were innocent. This is the judge in Texas. I forget her name now. They said you were prevented from even advising the court that you had already apologized to everybody involved in that multiple times.
Before they sued me. She let the lady in Texas for 5 minutes attack me while I sat there and couldn't respond, saying, why won't you answer? Why won't you answer? You can't answer. Keep going. Saying that I attacked them that day and said their son didn't die when I said the opposite.
Alice,
I'm sorry to interrupt. It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It was a setup to get you in a position where you would say something that the judge had told you you could not say, which was, I just took notes, proclaim your innocence as though you're not allowed doing that even after found guilty, and tell everybody that you had apologized repeatedly before the lawsuit, not allowed to say that. But where do I see this going? It depends on which side wins. I like to pretend that in a decade, in 2 decades, when I'm an old man, we'll look back and say, yeah, remember that time when the world went bat poop crazy over COVID, and we were, you know, ratting on our neighbors, and we were talking about discriminating against people based on their medical status. Oh yeah, we got a little panicked back then. But it's, you know, the victors write the history, so it depends on who the victors are going to be and what's going to be written. But you know, it's turning, and they come up with these indictments, and more people support Trump, and more people who would never have otherwise supported him come out in support of him. I could think of, you know, Joe Rogan is sort of, he's got to walk a line, but people who are now critical of the Biden administration who would never have been critical before. Yeah, the tide is turning to some extent, but my goodness, at some point you do so much damage. I don't know how many generations it takes to right the wrong, to remedy the damage. We'll see. But how do I see it being written? Holy crap. We thought it was bad back in the 50s, 60s, 70s. We thought Operation Mockingbird was bad. Well, we got to a point where the media did it, and they didn't even have to be infiltrated because they were doing it with the righteousness of their own, you know, sense of virtue when having done it. But we'll see. This next election, I know they say this every time. Every election is the most important election. But if they get away with it now, you no longer have a country, you no longer have a democracy, and you no longer have a functional judicial system.
You're absolutely right. And as what's crazy about modern liberals is I was never a Republican or a Democrat until Trump came along. I like more Republican ideas, but I didn't like the blue blood, country club, pro-war, neocons. So I liked a lot of what liberals did for free speech and, you know, for clean food and medical freedom. It was always liberals that knew vaccines had a lot of dangers. Statistically, they were the ones not, you know, giving their kids shots. And now a modern liberal loves war. Sean Penn says we can have a nuclear war. Why don't we just nuke Russia? And they're just establishment sycophants now, foaming at the mouth of whatever big tech and mainstream media tells them. I don't even like political labels. It's like a brainwashed lunatic cult, an exterminist, nihilistic World War III cult. How would you describe the corporate handmaiden left today? I mean, just I don't have words to describe what they've become.
Well, I got to give credit where credit's due. This was Mark Grobert. He's with Eric Hunley on America's Untold Stories. He planted the idea in my head. This is like modern day MKUltra. And if anybody doesn't know what MKUltra is, I mean, everybody watching you is going to know. This is a modern day mass brainwashing scheme. And it sounds crazy to say, but nothing else can explain it. Nothing else can explain what was done to the general population in 2015, 2016. You had media, politicians, security, everybody whipping the public into a frenzy that if Trump gets elected, it's going to be the end of the world. World War III, he's going to be an authoritarian, you know, an authoritarian that gets yeeted from social media platforms. They whipped up the public into such a frenzy that they cannot get out of the fact that they were duped into believing that rubbish in the first place. Fast forward 7 years later, we're on the verge of World War III. The world has gone to absolute hell under Biden. And they're so, some of them are still so stuck in this that they can't even get out of it. They have to find a way to blame Trump. I describe it as a mass brainwash. Call it mass formation psychosis, an MKUltra type brainwashing. That's how I see it. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. And you've gotten liberals who were free speech, clean food, anti-big government, anti-big business, anti-war, and they are now literally the ones posting pics of them 7-8 times jabbed, wear your face mask, censor your adversaries, I love Big Brother, and they've gotten the left whipped up now to the point where they're actually defending big banks in the Donald Trump indictment. Because remember, Letitia James, this whole fraud rubbish coming out of New York, the idea is that Trump overvalued his assets to get favorable loans, more favorable loans on loans from banks. The Deutsche Bank, you know, the one that had the Epstein sex trafficking connection. Let's set that aside for a second.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
right? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You know, in Canada, you've got the Conservatives on the right, and then you've got the Liberals on the left. And then you've got a bunch of other parties, NDP, Green Party. In Canada, we actually have a Marxist party. And so the problem is, Justin Trudeau has been elected three times now since 2015, 2019, 2021, with like a minority of a minority. I think he got like, 23% of the total vote. But he's been propped up and remains in power because the other party that's on the left, further left than the Liberals, if you can believe it, the NDP, have been propping him up instead of declaring what we call a vote of no confidence. Say, nobody likes the government, go back to an election and see what the people say. So we've got our own problems up in Canada in terms of that system as well. Now, I forget the first half of the question that you were saying. Oh, no, Trudeau. Saying the things that are diametrically opposite to what he's doing. He comes out, talks about loving the basic dictatorship of China because it can turn the economy, you know, on a dime. It can basically tell everybody what to do with the snap of the fingers.
And it can also put 3 million Uyghurs in death camps, and it can also lock everybody down and have robots control you.
Oh, and China can have social credit scores where you'll get your bank accounts frozen if you have wrong thing, which Trudeau was the only reason he invoked the Emergencies Act during the trucker protests, was to try test out that political tool and see what the public's response to it would be. And lo and behold, hey, Canada, you'll live in the hell that you inherit when you sanction in the sense of tolerate this type of conduct.
And by the way, there's this thing that goes on with people in general, and I'm not our listeners, they're smart, I mean that, but I hear this thing my whole life. I don't care if the stock market crashes, I'm not in it, or I don't care what's happening in New Zealand, or I don't care what's happening in China, or I don't care what's happening in Nigeria. The whole world's interconnected more than ever. But when you've got the WEF bragging, we penetrate the cabinets, and Trudeau is, according to Schwab, and also the prime minister they just threw out,
Jacinda Ardern.
Ardern, when you've got his deputy prime minister up there, literally being the deputy head of the WEF on the board, this is a global corporate kleptocracy cult. So he's their model. So it's like if Martians attacked Paris and blew up Paris, we'd all get we're next. But we have to have empathy. But the fact is that Canada's literally becoming like a baby North Korea. They're banning transferring guns, buying guns. I mean, folks, this is a big deal. And this is happening in our blue cities everywhere. We have many Trudeaus. So what's happening in Australia, what's happening in Germany with all this tyranny, what's happening in the UK, what's happening in Canada affects us, folks. We've got the same enemy. And I want people to get it. I always get these emails. And I see Canadians. Why do you care about us? We love you too. Why? I'm like, well, I'm self-preservation. My same enemy is taking your country over. And if they successfully get this done, they're going to do it here. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's not that I'm some saint. It's empathy.
Well, Alex, it's. I mean, you say self-preservation. It's just foresight that you know, like the most naive juvenile would have. Is it's not just that it's to the north and it can trickle down. It's a litmus test. When you get away with freezing bank accounts for political wrongthink, you think that, I don't know, Gavin Newsom won't do that? You think that Joe Biden won't do that? You think that other people will
the
say...
The UK and EU are announcing if you say something they don't like, they're going to take your bank. It's globally run. Exactly. Canada's just getting hit with some of the biggest missiles first.
Well, they debanked Nigel Farage in the UK. Alex, it's not that it comes for everybody, but it will. And when it sounds conspiratorial, like when I was a kid, it was the NWO, the New World Order. It was a great band from the 80s. Now we just understand it's a globalist ring of unelected officials who have impact policies on national law.
BlackRock. It's BlackRock.
When you said it, we had penetrated the cabinets. Everybody watching now, I presume, has seen that clip. Klaus Schwab bragging about how he has penetrated the cabinets, more than 50% of Trudeau's cabinet down in Argentina. And he's got young global leaders, which are like, you know, globally influenced national leaders. I've always said that. I've said this for a long time. Trudeau's playing for a future that is not in Canadian politics. It's on the WEF, the WHO.
Exactly. He doesn't care how unpopular he is, because just like Jacinda Ardern's got removed, she's now the global head of censorship for the WEF that the UN signed a treaty with last year to have them give the UN orders. I mean, this is incredible.
People sometimes overreact about some things and then sometimes just ignore the rest. What happens in Canada is important. When we're training Chinese soldiers for wintertime combat on Canadian soil, that should be an immediate concern to the United States, unless they, too, under the current administration, are equally beholden to foreign governments differing interests from our national
sovereignty. Your own military had to leak top generals this was happening, and it's like, well, we're just training tens of thousands of Chinese troops, and the public was seeing them freaking out, blocking roads. And then he's saying, I want a dictatorship like Xi Jinping. I mean, put two and two together, folks.
And then when they get caught, they say, we're not doing it anymore. Oh, okay, thanks. No harm, no foul. Good luck. But you have Justin Trudeau, you know, the basic dictatorship admiration for China. He comes out and then criticizes Putin for being an autocrat while he literally not just freezes bank accounts for political speech, physically assaults veterans who are protesting in Ottawa. And I've been saying this for a while also, like the global destabilization, the global deterrent of bad actors to act badly dissipates when you no longer have the moral authority to lecture anybody.
Canada, well, that's where I was going next. Big picture. Nobody's buying the stand down in Israel. 90% major polls in Israel blame Netanyahu. They're not buying it. People are not buying the Ukraine war. People aren't buying anything the power structure is doing. The whole BlackRock, global, Harvard mafia is being identified as the enemy. What do they do next?
Well, I don't know. The situation in Israel, other than being horrific, deeply disturbing is an understatement. Like, I haven't been sleeping properly since, and not because I have some more sympathy for one group than another. It's horrifying what happened in Israel. And like I've been discussing, you know, with Barnes and on my channel, I don't think the response is going to do anything other than exacerbate the problem. And it begs the question, you know, in order to determine your response, you have to understand what went wrong in the first place. And it seems that we bypassed that question entirely just to go into a response that will only further confirm a lot of theories that a lot of people had as to, that might support some very deeply sinister conspiracy theories.
Well, here's the bottom line. China and Iran are two of the oldest cultures on Earth. They have set this up. We're walking into a trap. And yet Yahoo opened the gate because he thought it would make him more popular. It's backfired. And now Israel realizes they're surrounded. And if Iran starts launching its tens of thousands of missiles, Israel's going to nuke Iran. Most analysts believe then Pakistan and India are going to go at each other. And then it's the end of the world, buddy.
I'm not there yet in terms of that, because I still think there is some basic sense to humans that they won't do something that is, you know, the mutually assured destruction that we knew about during the Cuban Missile Crisis. But just, you know...
I agree with you that it isn't a probability, but now it's a possibility. It shouldn't even be a possibility.
It's definitely more of a possibility now than it had ever been in my lifetime. And I say, like, these cycles of the violence in the Middle East, I remember the second Intifada. I remember thinking how I thought then, back in a day where I still believed that there were weapons of mass destruction and the invasion of Iraq was justified. And my goodness, that was a red pill moment when I realized, holy crap, they lied about COVID. They're not being entirely forthright about Ukraine. They lied about the Russiagate. They lied about Trump being an asset. They lied about the WMDs. And now I have to just go back and say they probably lied about everything I ever took for granted. But we're closer now in my lifetime than we've ever been. And you look at Israel's response, and my initial reaction was, how the hell could this have ever happened in the first place? And it's not to be like the Monday morning quarterback, oh, I would have done this. You know that you're living next to an existential enemy.
Five attack helicopters would have taken out that group. There was a stand down.
It's like, and then people say, well, they're relying too much on the Iron Dome. That's for missiles. They've got a fence system that can detect a squirrel. But that's for the ground. So there was that middle section where they could just come paragliding in. Then I say, okay, even if I grant you that, and I'm very reluctant to grant you that weakness, that would explain the breach. That wouldn't explain the 4 to 12 hours of wanton, orgiastic slaughter in the streets. And I don't think anybody should watch these videos, but I don't think you can understand what happened until you do. 4 to 12 hours without any meaningful response. All right, so it was a surprise attack. That's to say that Israel's response to a surprise attack...
There were helicopters 10 minutes away, jets 10 minutes away, and then now it's confirmed in Israeli news, they have body cams of this, and hidden cameras. Mossad bases got overrun, and the guys hid under the bed, but it turned out there was a fraction of the normal force there. They just kind of let the janitors there. So they
and is that because of what we saw 3 weeks ago on a 60 Minutes interview where they said, look, there's so much civil turmoil in Israel right now. There's what they called an internal civil war. Reservists were not showing up for work. Mossad said this might be a risk. And then lo and behold, I mean, before you can determine your response, you have to determine what happened and, you know, where the weaknesses
were. Do 5 more minutes. I know you got to go. We got a 2-minute break. I want to hear your advice for Trump, because I'm not tooting our horn. But I can tell you the Trump administration listens very, very closely, and their chief strategists do. And I'm just going to leave it at that. I've been on some secret missions last week, and I'm not going to get to those till later. But it's going to be big news when it breaks. But the White House, the real White House, Mar-a-Lago, is listening, and they actually really care what we have to say. So they want to hear my views on what Trump should do, and they want to hear your view. So stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.